This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Marine Atlantic's manager of corporate communications says it will take some time to process around 110,000 refunds for passengers already booked to make a crossing on the Gulf. Daryl Mercer says a 50% cut to the cost of ferry crossings announced yesterday by the federal government will be a significant savings for customers.
If you're looking at a family of four, and of course it will vary upon the type of vehicle that they have and number of passengers, but on average, if you're looking at a family of four traveling between Argentia and North Sydney, they'll save between $300 and $400 on a crossing. Through Port of Bass, that same family will save between $102 on a crossing.
Changes will take effect this Thursday, August 1st. Mercer says refunds are coming, but it will take some time.
We know that people want to get their refund as quickly as possible. It does take a little bit of time for us to readjust our reservation system with the updated rates. But again, when you're dealing with a significant number of reservations that are entitled to refunds, that will take some time to process. So we just ask customers for patience. The refunds are coming, but it just may take a few weeks for everything to be processed.
Mercer says they've seen a bump in bookings this season.
When we looked at the number of bookings we had this year versus last year, we've seen approximately 9,000 additional passengers in the same period this year versus last year. So we know some people have had some challenges with booking onto the ferry service this summer. There's a number of factors for that with the Canada Games in the province. We've seen an increase in travel and tourism from other parts of Canada due to the geopolitical situation in the United States.
Mercer says the company is looking at bookings for the fall and winter seasons to determine the capacity needed. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.